Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck.
You got it right.
And we're coming to you from Herb's House. It's a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. We're excited to be here. We're on site. This is ground zero for Bible study.
Yes.
We've got boots on the ground. We're here, Kent.
Let's do it.
And we are in John 10, verse 9. The title of this is The Door of the Sheep. And Jesus now makes his third I am statement in the Gospel of John. I love these I am statements. They're just so full of truth. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I mean, Kent, this could be almost like a life verse for us. Jesus begins by saying, I am, another statement of his deity. He says, I am the door. A door provides entrance and access to what lies on the other side. And Jesus says he is the door that leads into the kingdom of God. Now, what that means, Kent, is that when you and I were born, we were born on the outside, mm-hmm. on the outside of the kingdom. We were not born on the inside. And there must come a time in our lives when we leave the world behind mm-hmm. into which we were born and enter into the kingdom of God with a step of faith in Christ. And Jesus is making the claim that he is the only door that leads into the kingdom of God, that we must come through him to enter into acceptance with the Father. And he says, if anyone, that is an open invitation, Kent, to anyone, no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, if anyone enters through me, he will be saved. Mm-hmm. And we say, ask the question, saved from what? And the answer is to be saved from God, mm-hmm. from God's judgment, mm-hmm. from God's wrath,
yeah.
from eternal punishment. We all need to be saved. Yet this word saved, as you've heard me say many times, means to be delivered from danger and from destruction. And if we will enter through Christ into the kingdom of God by faith, that one will be saved. And then he says, we'll go in and out and find pasture. And the idea there is that he will, once in the sheepfold, he will be able to go out into green pastures. He will be able to go out beside still waters. And then at night, like sheep do, come back into the sheepfold that's there out in the countryside. He will go out and find pasture, come in and find protection. And Jesus is the good shepherd who is overseeing his flock and caring for us, his flock. Kent, this is everything that we need. Here is salvation. Here is sustenance. Here is satisfaction. Here is strength. Here is everything that we need in life, as well as in the life to come. And he says that this protects us, the next verse, from the thieves who would try to steal and kill. It protects us from wolves who would try to come, like it mentioned in verse 12. I mean, Christ is the good shepherd. He loses not one of his sheep, and he leads us into the protection of his saving grace and his sustaining grace. So, Kent, let's talk about this. I personally can't read this enough. I think John 10 has actually become my favorite chapter in the Bible.
Wow.
I just love it. I used to say John 17, and I love John 17, but I love this analogy of John 10 and Christ, really the door that leads into the kingdom, the only door. So, Kent, let's talk about
it. You made the point, and again, so many different thousands of people are listening, tuning in, some Christians, some not. And I want to go back to the point that you made. Whoops, my...
You're falling apart on us. You got to get it together,
sorry.
Kent.
I want to make the point that the fact that we're on the outside, everyone in this fallen world is on the outside of Christ and of God. There's no way to get to God being born into this world into sin.
And I think some people think that when I'm born, that somehow I'm in this neutral state and there's not this urgent need to come to Christ. And some people even think, you know, well, if I was sprinkled in a church as a baby, that, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah.
And nothing could be further from the truth. No, you're still a child of wrath.
Yeah.
And you still are on the outside.
Yeah.
You still have to come to the inside. Kent, I was sprinkled when I was a baby. I grew up in a Methodist church. You were sprinkled as a baby. You grew up in a Presbyterian church. That brought you nothing.
Yeah.
As far as salvation.
Still on the outside.
Still on the outside. There must be a time when you enter through Christ to enter into the kingdom. And I think it gives a lot of people a false assurance of a salvation they do not yet possess.
Yeah.
To look back at I mean, they weren't even consciously aware of what was taking place. So that's why this passage is so important, that you must act by faith and come to the realization that I need to come to Christ and enter into the fullness of His saving grace.
Yeah. And there's nothing, I don't think there's, you know, we stress so much the sovereignty of God, and that's all through the Bible, but there's this other great doctrine, and that is man's responsibility.
Yes, it's like
you're not going to, nobody's going to carry you in. And you might explain that.
Yeah.
You're not going to float in. You have to go through this door.
Nobody else can believe for you.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents can't believe for you. Your spouse cannot believe for you. Your children cannot. Your preacher, pastor cannot believe for you. And in a very real sense, not even God can believe for you. Now, we know because of the sovereignty of God that God gives the gift of saving faith and He gives the gift of repentance. But nevertheless, you have to exercise that gift of faith and that gift of repentance. And you must act as a choice of your will to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let that be abundantly clear. And if you do not and die in your sin, you have no one to blame.
Yeah.
But yourself, that you chose to remain where you are outside the kingdom.
Yeah.
That was your choice. That's on you. That's a you problem, as kids would say. That's a you problem, not a God problem or somebody else's problem. So the greatest decision that anyone will ever make in their life is to come to that place where they acknowledge their need for Christ, they confess their sin, they turn away from the world, and they turn to Christ, and they believe in Him, and in so doing, they enter through the gate that is Christ into the kingdom of God. It's the greatest decision anyone can ever make, Kent.
And I think, obviously, the god of this world, Satan, I'm sure you would agree, and you can talk about this, that he wants us to think we're already in, we're already good, that just because we know somebody or we go somewhere or we sit somewhere and we do this and do that, we're good.
Yeah.
We're in.
Yeah.
And that's what obviously isn't the case.
Well, he's the father of lies.
Yeah.
He's a deceiver. He has veiled the eyes of the unbelieving so that they cannot see their true condition before the Lord. And so there are untold millions and millions, perhaps billions, who are self-deceived and have never really entered through this gate, which is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So may the Lord awaken you from your slumber, and may you come to your senses, and may you come to faith in Christ and be devoted to him and be a true believer in him. May God help you to make that commitment today, in fact, even this very moment. God bless you.